Now, propaganda props for the week. And when we, when you guys, as you listen, I always encourage, I always remind folks that I'm arguing that the work collectively of the punditry is to create the ideologies that legitimate the state by which we are compelled to come in. And that what unifies the thinking of the left punditry is magical thinking. Power doesn't exist, so there's no hope, help for how to settle it. Narrow focus on the nation state, validation of wage work and trivializing its negative effects. There's always bits of truth mixed in with the mess. The statist we, uniformly, it's this implicit agreement with power on the exploitation of the planet, the leashing of the people, and the story that legitimates both, i.e. progress. And they never put forward an alternative vision of and how to get there. And I don't think the word socialism is an alternative vision, and there's certainly no clue for how to get there, whatever there is. They never discuss how we will achieve a future not based in supremacy, hierarchy, the division between manual and mental labor. And I believe that this is the core operating premise of this system. And that if we are not about embracing its opposite operating premises, then we are not going to move on as a species. And this block of inauthenticity from the left punditry sits on our hope magnificently, grandly, pompously. Shakespeare argued that we should, quote, let our reason serve to make the truth appear where it seems hid, and hide the false seems true. But, and this is what I'm arguing I hear from the left, if our powers of analysis lead us into dangerous waters, and we swim back to safety hastily rather than wade in, what does this do to our sense of ourselves if we know the system is wrong and yet refuse to sit down with our brothers and sisters to plan something new? It means agreeing to be small. As powerful is our due. Our souls may never recover from such betrayal of self.